going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Usually, I'm coming to you from the studio. Not today. We are at Reiselman Nissan. Rob has been walking around, looking around. He was looking at the RAV4s. He was looking at the Nissan Murano. I've been trying to tell you guys that Rob is moving very different now that he's married. He's taking vacations that he's never taken before. He's now looking at cars. He's planning on buying a house. Rob is moving a little bit differently. You know, the younger Rob would have tried to get a two-seater here out of the Nissan. Now he's looking at family vehicles. He was looking at a minivan earlier today. I had to slap his hand away from the doorknob. Get away from there. What are you doing? You're 34, not 54. Why do you want a minivan? That's how he's moving today. We got a lot of things to talk about in today's show. We're going to talk about Ace Bailey, who is getting some of the worst advice I have ever seen from an agent. We're going to talk about the Kansas City Royals. We have no clue if they're going to score or where they're going to be playing baseball in 2030. All of it is up for question now at this point. We're going to talk about, we are 5 weeks away from the Hall of Fame game. You know my analogy to the Hall of Fame game? It's like bubble gum. You know when somebody hands you bubble gum in the beginning? Oh, it's incredible. And then after about the first 5 or 6 chews and all the flavor is gone, you're still chewing the gum, but it's not nearly as enjoyable. That's how the Hall of Fame game is every single year. You get so excited about Cowboys and Dolphins, and then you realize Tua's not playing, Dak's not playing. And then you're sitting there like, what in the world am I? This is worse than the UFL. That's what this is. This is worse than the UFL. That's what the Hall of Fame game is every single year. Before we talk about the Royals and the Chiefs, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock. I also need you to tell one friend. It would be great if you could tell two friends, but you know what? If you could tell one friend to check out the show, I would greatly appreciate it. All right, this is how I would like to start today's show. I think that the letter yesterday that we were privy to seeing that was written by Mark Donovan, and we're going to have Ty Masterson join us on the show coming up in just a bit. He is the president of the Kansas Senate. He's not just a regular Kansas senator. He is the president of the Kansas Senate. He is going to be on the show coming up in about 10 minutes. It is all a matter of perception. Why don't we look at it from the Kansas perspective? If you're someone like Rob, who has lived every single day of their life in the Kansas area, I don't know how you can take that letter as really any other way than, oh yeah, the Chiefs are coming. I mean, this thing detailed and outlined a glorious picture for the Kansas City Chiefs. We want a nice new dome stadium. I could see Rob thinking about the Final Four being played. He was thinking about WrestleMania. He don't even watch wrestling. He's thinking about WrestleMania. He's thinking about all the cool things. They're going to build a new practice facility and a multi-entertainment use. They're going to have all these fancy restaurants. I mean, that letter detailed the dream, the ideal. When your team builds a new stadium, this is what you envision. You envision having the nicest, shiniest, newest toy on the block. You envision great steakhouses and great bars and all of these events that are coming to you. That's what that letter paints if you were looking at it from the Kansas perspective, that the Chiefs are asking Kansas to extend this deadline because they're really close to figuring it out and they just need a little bit more time. We're talking about a $1 billion project, and if the Chiefs are planning on doing all of the things that are detailed in that letter, we're not talking about $1 or $2 billion. We're talking about $5 billion. I'm not saying million, I'm saying billion with a B. $5 billion project is what we're talking about for a brand new stadium, a brand new practice facility, all of the shops and all the things that they are planning on doing. So I understand how that could take a little bit of time to get all your I's dotted and T's crossed and you're still trying to figure things out. If you're looking at it from the Kansas perspective, yesterday was the most positive news that we have probably seen on this front in a year. We're talking about something tangible. We're talking about somebody that had the Chiefs masthead on it. We're talking about something that had the Chiefs logo. Mark Donovan signed off on this. It seemed like the Chiefs and the state of Kansas are working on one accord and pushing towards one direction. Now, I would say for the flip side, if you were looking at this through the Missouri perspective, and you know what? I'll take this role because I'm a born and bred Missourian. The Chiefs didn't really make any commitment in that letter. It doesn't say that they're done talking to Missouri. It doesn't really even say what their preference is. It just simply says, hey, we've been having good conversations, and I like to see where this is going. If that doesn't make your girlfriend, hey, you know what? I still want to see other people, but I don't want to stop talking to you either. I'm just enjoying where this is going. Hey, I like hanging out with you. I want to keep staying over here. I want to keep doing all these things. I'm not ready to commit just yet, but I'm happy that we continue these good conversations. We are no better off than we were 48 hours ago when it comes to this topic. This is the same. We know that she's dating other people. This shouldn't come as a shock to anybody. The Chiefs have been openly doing this now for the last 4 years. They have been entertaining Kansas and the Star Bonds and the new stadium and everything that comes with it. That letter doesn't come as a shock to me. Hey, you guys are offering us something that Missouri can't offer us. All Missouri can offer us is a fresh, shiny coat of new paint. That's all they can offer us. They're not offering a multi-use facility. They're not offering a brand new dome stadium. I want to get all of the information about this before we make a decision. I'm not mad at the Chiefs for making that decision. I think that's the right business decision. I think if you were looking at this objectively, and I don't think this is a Missouri or a Kansas thing, if you were talking about what is the best business decision for the Chiefs, then I think it's to move to Kansas. If you were talking about what is best for the business of the Chiefs, it's to host the Super Bowl. It's to host WrestleMania. It's to have hotels that are attached to it. That is the best business decision. But the play to stay in Missouri and the play to stay at Arrowhead has always been one of nostalgia. It's always been one of preservation, of keeping one of the greatest football venues in the world alive. And I don't think that letter tells you that they are done with that. I think we're in the exact same place. We have told you this entire time. We are at a fork in the road. One side of the fork is the Chiefs build Allegiant Stadium and SoFi Stadium. The other fork of the road is them continuing to have Lambeau Field and the second oldest stadium in the National Football League. I don't know if we're any closer to figuring that out. I do think what is very interesting about this conversation, the Royals still haven't said anything. The Royals are sitting back playing this thing. I'm not actually sure we were supposed to see that letter yesterday, but Ty Masterson, who was going to be on the show here coming up in about 10 minutes, just wanted us to see the letter. So I don't know if we have a whole lot of clarity and answers about what's going on, but I've been saying this on this show for weeks. It never made sense to me that Kansas was going to have some hard deadline. You're the contender. You don't have the teams already. You're trying to woo the teams. So you were going to play some hardball, take it or leave it stance? All of that felt like rhetoric. All of that felt like unnecessary tough talk. You will do whatever the Chiefs ask you to do. If they ask you to extend it a year, you are going to extend it. You'll extend it 2 years or 3 years because you don't have the team and you understand what a major opportunity it is for you to be in this position. That letter details the biggest project development in the history of the state of Kansas. You are not setting some hardline deal with the Chiefs that they need to make a decision. Now, it gives you more time. It gives the Chiefs more time to figure out what they want to do. It gives you more time to get your ducks in a row. It gives you more time for productive conversations. And we'll find out in a bit how frequently Kansas and the Chiefs are talking and how close they feel they are to a deal. But just trying to read this letter, trying to look at it from a neutral perspective, I don't know if we're in any different spot than we were a week ago. We just have a Chiefs letter attached to what we already know, what their two options are. One option is new, shiny, and more than likely more money. The other one is history, nostalgia, and preserving a family legacy. And I think we've always known that about this team.
I think, and I'm going to play the role of a Kansan here because I'm a Kansan. We talked a lot earlier this week. Remember, we had the report from Fesco, and we had the push. It felt like, hey, it feels like the reporting, the momentum is the Chiefs are going to stay in Missouri, and they're going to renovate. And I think that's still very possible and maybe even likely. This thing has always, you know, swung in the pendulum, 55-45 one direction and then swings back. I do think as a Kansan, though, it's of note that Mark Donovan, the president of the Kansas City Chiefs, was the one calling for the extension. He asked Kansas, yo, we need more time. And the quote is, in light of substantial progress the Chiefs have made in discussions with the administration. It feels like, you're right, the hard deadline was not really hard deadline. And we'll talk to Ty Mashin about that here in about 5 minutes. But it feels like the Chiefs feel like, hey, if you give us more time, we feel like something good can happen on your side of state line. And I feel like if you read this as a Kansan, it feels like, hey, the Chiefs want to get a deal done on this side of state line. They just needed more time, and now they have more time. And as we've talked about a lot on this show, it's, you know, which side do you choose? Do you choose history or brand new and shiny? At this point, the deals are the deals. We know what Missouri's offering. We know what Kansas is offering. All we're worried about now is the timeline. And the timeline now is another 6 months from now, conversations and back and forth and political negotiating. But it's of note to me, this wasn't, hey, Kansas, like, hey, we'll give you more time. This is the Chiefs being like, we want more time.
Yeah, and but I guess what I would say is, and to continue to play the other side of it is, how much more time do the Chiefs need? And if in this letter, in nowhere do the Chiefs commit to this move.
That's true.
This would be a big deal if the Chiefs have said, we are ceasing negotiation with the state of Missouri. We are moving forward with this plan. All it says is, hey, we've been having good talks. Hey, you know, I'm not ready to settle down, but hey, I really like that we're hanging out. That's all I really get from this letter. So call me biased. I'm excited to talk to the president of the Kansas Senate. But I think all this letter does is just continue to say what we've already known about this. And are the Chiefs ready to make a commitment? At some point, you have to make a decision. You're either going to stay where you are and continue to renovate Arrowhead Stadium, a stadium that has been there since 1972, or you're going to go build SoFi in Allegiant. But continuing the conversations on what other conversations do you need to have, and when are you prepared to make a commitment to moving forward with one of those two plans? I'm excited to catch up with Ty Masterson and get his thoughts on what we read yesterday and what that potentially means for the state of Kansas. We are here at Reiselman Nissan. We are in North Kansas City. We're going to be joined by Ty Masterson. He is the president of the Kansas Senate next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan from the Mission Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Studios.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Ty Masterson. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas. Ty.
How you doing, man? You there? I lose
Hey, James.
You?
Hey, Ty, are you there?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear. Please turn the music down, James. I appreciate having you on the show today. Ty, let's just start with this. What have the last 24 hours been like for you?
Oh, a little mad, right? I mean, nothing brings attention like dealing with major sports franchises. So, but it's been good. I mean, I'm glad Kansas is in the mix.
Absolutely. So let's just start with this. The letter that we saw yesterday, just kind of take us through the process, A, of us reading the letter and you receiving the letter.
Yeah, so, I mean, we were coming up on this, you know, deadline in the Kansas law, June 30. You know, it was kind of a technical deadline. We can extend it even after that at the next meeting, which is basically what's going to happen. But as the teams were starting to communicate, I mean, the one thing we as leaders in Kansas didn't want to be is just pawns, you know, in a negotiation. So I had asked for kind of a demonstration that we're having some serious conversations, and was very thankful to Mark Donovan for providing kind of that update to the ability he could. So it would give us a reason to go ahead and extend the time frame.
This letter, was this like a joint statement? Was this them releasing it and giving you guys the approval to release this letter? Do you guys both approve it? Just, I want more clarity on that. You mentioned that you wanted a little bit more clarity from the Chiefs. Did they approve you guys, I guess, leaking this, so to speak?
Well, it really wasn't leaked. They knew. I asked anything they were – I had told them anything they'd send me eventually be made public, right? Because that's – I mean, we're a legislature. You know, we don't have non-disclosures. I mean, it's a public thing. So they knew. They sent the letter, and then I developed the response, and then we let everybody know that communication had happened. I wanted the public to know kind of where things were at.
When you mentioned wanting the public to know, how important is that to you, that the public be made aware of all of this? I think some of the complaints on both sides of state line has been the lack of transparency in all of this. How important to you is that people do know what's going on in this process?
Well, it's just important to me from a kind of a legislative standpoint, right? The public to know, because nothing from our end has been concealed, right? We had a public open debate on the incentive piece around the star bonds. And I mean, it had to meet certain parameters too, right? Kansas is in a great spot. We didn't have to raise a tax. We don't have to put any taxpayer on liability for anything. So we just put our best offer on the table. And then we've been waiting to see what will happen in the negotiations, right? Because you have to find a spot and deal with developers and things like that.
We're going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
We were just waiting to see if that was moving forward. And now that we're here on this date, I just needed some real indication that, to use football analogy, right, that they were moving down the field.
Right now, we're joined by Ty Masterson. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas. Did you guys ever have a conversation about maybe keeping that hard deadline and kind of forcing the Chiefs to make a decision on what they wanted to do sooner rather than later?
Yeah, well, it's a little more complicated than just having a hard deadline on the decision. We would have needed time to review the proposals, right, and approve a proposal. Because, I mean, it's pretty complex. You have to have a Starbonds district, and those lines would have to be drawn. So it would have almost been impossible for them to get at this point, unless they were completely done already, for them to get something to us in time for us to approve before June 30.
We've had multiple politicians on the other side of state line, and in some ways they've kind of tried to poke holes in you guys' offer. There's a lot of people right now that are listening that are on your side of state line that are in Kansas. Can you explain the offer and what makes this the better offer for them compared to what the teams are being offered from Missouri?
Yeah, sure. I mean, because Kansas's offer is actually relatively simple, right? These what we call star bonds, so that's, you know, sales tax backed revenues. So it takes an area, so it has to be around growth. So you would just draw an area around where the stadium would be built, and any increase in sales tax revenues can go to pay bonds, right, that build the stadium. So that's what's the beautiful thing about the Kansas offer, because that can cover up to 70% of the stadium costs, and we didn't have to raise a single tax. So it's all developed on growth. And I know, see, Missouri, they don't have that same type of tool in the toolbox, and they're having to give up, well, tens of millions of current revenues into their coffers to make that happen, and they still can't get to the same level of coverage that Kansas has.
Right now, we're talking to Ty Masterson. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas, learning more about the letter that was released yesterday by Mark Donovan and the progress that is being made potentially in Kansas about building a stadium. How would you describe the conversations that you guys are having with the Chiefs right now? Are they productive? Are they moving forward? How would you kind of describe those conversations that you're having?
Yeah, I would say productive. I mean, we were a little disappointed that it wasn't moving faster, right? When we passed the law, obviously, we thought a year would be sufficient, but now we're looking at that. I'm glad we put the potential for an extension in there, because I think there was some dragging of the feet kind of internally, because there's so many people. When you have such a public negotiation, you know, you're involving the executive branch, the legislative branch, the businesses, the developers, I think it's taking a lot more time than we would have liked to have seen. But I would definitely describe it as productive.
You mentioned earlier about not wanting to be a pawn in this process. Have you guys felt like that at any point in these negotiations? Do you feel like they've been kind of using you and Missouri kind of playing one against the other?
So I personally have not, but I think there are those, right? Because if you've got limited information on what's going on, I think there's kind of that sense. Plus, there is some of the sentimental value of the Arrowhead in Missouri. I mean, our main focus engaging in this, besides the fact we had nothing to lose, was we didn't want the Chiefs, well, or the Royals for that matter, leaving the Metro, because that helps both our states. I mean, can you imagine a Kansas City with no Chiefs and no Royals? You know, as a sports fan myself, I mean, kind of a top priority was making sure they had options to stay in our market.
One thing I think that is noticeable in this letter is from the Chiefs. It is not a letter from the Royals. You mentioned productive with the Chiefs. How would you define the conversations with the Royals?
I would define those also productive. And I think those negotiations are ongoing as well. There was a verbal request for extension from the Royals, but nothing in writing.
Yeah, because just looking at the two, I mean, the Chiefs to me seems very straightforward. Like, I think we all know where the Chiefs stadium would be. It's either going to be where they currently are and it's going to be a renovation, or it's likely going to be out by the Legends. The conversations with the Royals seem far more complicated, because it feels like there's four or five different places in the city where ultimately their stadium could land.
Well, I think that's a good read on it. That is correct, right? The Royals have a few more options of places they could go. And it's also more complex for them, because you have more individual landowners and that you have to deal with, right? Pretty complex negotiations where, you know, you go out by the Legends and you really have one main landowner out there around the Speedway, which makes it less complicated.
Right now we're talking to Ty Masterson. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas.
maybe this is just a question of your personal opinion. Do you have an opinion or do you have a preference when it comes to the Royals going to 119th and all or the Royals going out by the Legends?
I really don't. You know, I'm from Wichita, and so for me, driving up to 119th and all or driving the Legends is 6-1, half a dozen the other for me. I would just like to see them land.
Do you have an idea or a sense of when this thing could potentially be wrapped up? I mean, you're in this every single day. I don't have to tell you that fans are just kind of ready for a decision, whether it's going to be on the Missouri side, Kansas side. People are just ready for the teams to kind of give us an answer on what they want to do. Do you have a sense on how close we are to maybe getting a closure on this decision?
It honestly feels a little closer with the Royals than it does with the Chiefs at this point as far as getting to a conclusion. I mean, that clock's going to run out by the end of this calendar year, I can tell you that. I mean, technically the law extends for a full year, which would put it into, but we as the LCC can kind of set an arbitrary deadline of when we would not take it up. And we've pretty much communicated, and I put that in my response. We really need a final answer before the end of this calendar year.
That's interesting you say that. Why do you feel like the Royals are closer to make a decision than the Chiefs are?
I just think there's no sentimental value for them apparently on the Missouri side. They seem to be a lot more, in my opinion, they seem to be a lot more aggressively pursuing Kansas locations.
Right now we're talking to Ty Masterson here for a couple of more minutes. Do you think that the Chiefs are having conversations exclusively with Kansas, or do you think there's still conversations that are happening on both sides?
Oh, I would imagine they're happening on both sides just because that's, you know, it's business, right? That's in the end, for us, it's entertainment and sports, but for them, it's you know, multi-billion-dollar business. So it's the bottom line that matters most to them. So I'm sure they're evaluating every possible scenario at this point.
Last two questions here. We appreciate your time. I guess first question is, do you have a potential timeline for this? You mentioned the end of the year. You mentioned one team's closer than the other team. Now with this extension, it seems like obviously there's more time on both sides. I feel like we've heard close for the last 6 months. Hey, it's close, it's close, it's close. And yesterday was really the first advancement that I think we've had in this story. Do you think we're 30 days away, 60 days away? How far away do you think we potentially are?
Well, you know, I mean, for me to do that, I'd be kind of pulling it out of my own rear end. But, right, I'm thinking 60, 90 days.
Last thing here, how confident are you that the state of Kansas will have either one or both of the pro teams?
Honestly, I'm cautiously optimistic that we could pull them both.
And that is Ty Masterson joining us on the show today. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas. Yesterday, we got a letter from Mark Donovan expressed certainly optimistic talks that are happening with the state. Sir, it was really an honor and a privilege to have you join us today. Really appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you for having me. Have a good weekend, man.
Absolutely. That is Ty Masterson joining us on the show today. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas. Rob, you are a Kansas resident, a Kansas taxpayer. How do you feel based on what you just heard?
I mean, I feel good. I think it's impossible to feel anything but good right now. It feels like you said it perfectly during the interview. We have kind of been in this holding pattern. We've heard close. We've heard, you know, it's moving in this direction. But this was the first tangible thing we have seen. We have now seen a letter from the Chiefs saying that there is discussions and we are moving forward. The Star Bonds deadline, which we have talked about ad nauseum on this show, are now extended. We just had the person who's in charge of the Star Bonds say, hey, it's kind of now or never for the end of the calendar year, which stinks. We have another 6 months of this conversation, but now we feel like there's a, I don't want to say hard deadline, but we'll have our resolution by then. And he feels confident, cautiously optimistic, to quote him, that both teams will end up on the Kansas side of state line, and they've had productive conversations with both teams. Maybe, you know, he has a bad read of it, and I have a bad read of it, and Missouri is using Kansas as a pawn, or the teams are using Kansas as a pawn. But it feels like, we talk about momentum in this thing, it feels like the momentum, at least for the Chiefs, has swung back to Kansas. And having heard from Ty Masterson, it feels like the Royals' momentum is also in Kansas' side, which is actually surprising to me. But it feels like now both teams feel like momentum has swung back to the west side of state line.
Two things stood out to me, and I do want to talk about Alex Zumwalt, and number one, why is he still employed? I guess the first thing, though, is I bet we could cut that same sentiment we got from the Kansas representative,
Dan Hawkins,
75 days ago. Mm-hmm. Almost, I'm not saying word for word, but basically the exact same sentiment. Hey, we're close. Hey, we're 30, 45 days away. Hey, we feel optimistic about this thing. We've been having good conversations. Oh, it's a hard deadline. We need to know by this time. You told me just a month ago it was a hard deadline, and you guys didn't see any reason to do what Chiefs asked you to. All right, hey, you know what? We'll give you another year if that's what you need. So I don't believe them anymore with these hard deadlines. You will take as long as Mark Donovan tells you that we need time to try to figure this thing out. I think we knew this part about the Royals, but it was just interesting to hear someone say it. The Chiefs feel nostalgic about Arrowhead. The Royals don't feel that way about Kauffman Stadium. So it makes sense to me where the Royals are willing to talk to anybody who is willing to build them a new stadium. So, yes, Kansas is open to, hey, what about this spot? What about this spot? What do you think about this? Kansas is just, we got money to spend. You know, Kansas walked into the store and we got money to spend here and I'm not taking this money home. Where the Chiefs, their conversations are much more straightforward because they're not having new stadium conversations with Missouri. It's basically, are you guys going to give us the money to build what we, to upgrade what we already have? So I think that complicates it on one side. And I think we've known that about the Royals. The Royals have basically told you for 3 years, we don't want to be here anymore. I mean, we like Kauffman Stadium. It was great. Hey, it served its purpose, but we want a brand new state-of-the-art ballpark. That's what we think is in our best interest. Now, I don't think the Royals are planning on moving away to go get it, but I think at this point the Royals are open to any possibility in the metro area of them building a brand new state-of-the-art ballpark, where I think the Chiefs are having a little bit of a different conversation. I think it's safe to say at this point, I don't know. I think a lot of people over the last few months or so have tried to convince you that they know. I don't think you know. I don't know how you can read that letter that we got from Mark Donovan and definitively say one way or the other. Because, again, as we talked about in the open of the show, you really can see it from any vantage point that you want. If you want to look at it from the Missouri side, I can poke a lot of holes in that. If you're from the Kansas side, you read that and you think, oh, man, they're close. They're in the red zone. Hey, they only got a couple more things. And next thing you know, hey, by Labor Day, we're going to have an announcement that the Chiefs are coming over here. I think the Chiefs did a masterful job of giving you enough nuggets to grab onto, but not really committing to any plan. Kansas is saying, I mean, that's how business works. Of course they're talking to both teams. They're talking to Kansas. They're talking to Missouri. Like, we don't, you know, that I think business is happening. But I think the letter was really smart because it feeds both bases. And ultimately, I think the Chiefs are just trying to keep their options open and trying to squeeze out the best deal that they possibly can for themselves.
I will say this, and this is very much me through my Kansas glasses. If the Chiefs were planning 100% staying at Arrowhead, renovating, building themselves a Lambo, we call it Lambo a lot, building themselves their Allen Fieldhouse, getting a new coat of paint and making it a sleek, better version of Arrowhead, and that's been the Chiefs' plan. Now the Missouri offer exists, that's the go move. It feels like that's what they want the whole time, da-da-da. If that is what the Chiefs have always kind of wanted, which is what some people on the text line believe, if that's what the Chiefs have always wanted, then how come they're reaching out to Kansas via a letter? Because Ty Mashton said, hey, the Royals indicated verbally that, yeah, we're going to keep talking. The Chiefs put it in writing. Yes, we are ready to keep talking. If the plan is 100% Missouri, it is no way to me. The Chiefs were the one that reached out to Kansas and said, no. Let's keep having these conversations. And maybe at the end of the day, it's business, negotiations, and negotiations. But it's not lost on me that Kansas reached out and said, hey, we know the Missouri offer, but we want more time because you are just as viable.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
To us as the Missouri Side State Line is.
So we're going to have some more interviews related to this as the show progresses. Just wanted to let you guys hear from Ty Masterson. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas. So I want to give you guys my thoughts on this. You heard me yesterday. I think the Royals needed to be in the position where somebody's key card didn't work today. You guys wanted to be the hitting coach. I'm fine if it's the hitting coach. When you lose for three consecutive homestands, the way that they have. They've been swept in three straight home series. When you score run in your most recent one, 12 hits, the other team scores 12 runs, you've lost 10 consecutive games at home, you are falling out of it more and more by every day. Sometimes you just got to throw something. Sometimes you just got to grab that vase and you got to shatter it just to let everybody know that you mean business. So I'm a little disappointed today that we didn't get that email, we didn't get that press release, that somebody got let go today. Hey, we fired Aaron Mark today because we don't like the quality of the hot dogs. I just want you to do something today. Let me know that you care. So that's number one. I'm a little disappointed we're not having that conversation. But there is something right now that is circulating on social media that I just want to offer up my opinion. So I like Brandon Turner. He's a very popular Kansas podcast. He released a screenshot basically of him going back and forth with Alex Zumwalt. He said something about Zumwalt. Zumwalt says something back. They go a little back and forth. He publicizes it on the internet. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to defend Alex Zumwalt just a little bit. I don't think it's fair that people can just say whatever they want, and then when you comment back, and he didn't say anything disrespectful to him. He didn't call him out of his name, didn't curse him out, didn't say anything like that. Like, you're allowed to respond. Now, if you feel a way that he responded, you're obviously allowed to feel that way. But I do think we kind of play this game where, like, all the criticism can be on one side, and then the moment where the person kind of pushes back a little bit, it's like, ha, 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 see, like, no, wait, hold on. We're talking about this man losing his job. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about, like, we are here advocating that someone should be fired, that someone should lose their income, how you support your family. That guy's allowed to defend himself. He's allowed to speak out. He's allowed to say, hey, you're wrong. Hey, I think I'm doing a good job. Hey, I'm going to use this as motivation and fuel. He's allowed to feel that way. So regardless of how I feel about the job that he is doing, I mean, no one can argue that he is doing a good job right now. They're dead last in offense. They're looking up at everybody. They're looking up at every single team in Major League Baseball. So this is not me defending the job that he is doing in any way. But I do think we reach this point where, like, criticism from fans, it can just happen and happen and happen. And then the moment the player shows any reaction to the criticism, we then criticize him even more for even having a feeling about it. No, he's allowed to be a person. He's allowed to do that. So I don't have any issue with the Twitter stuff. I really don't. I don't have any issue with it. It's not that big of a deal. There are far bigger problems right now than the Royals hitting coach going back and forth with fans on the internet. That ain't hitting a curveball or a slider, and I don't think that is affecting his ability to teach it. I just think right now that the team is struggling in such a way that someone has to answer for how they're struggling. Someone in charge. Hunter Renfroe is not in charge.
MJ Melendez is not in charge. Baby Biggio was not in charge. Somebody who is in charge should be let go of something. I don't care what it is. The person who runs the elevators, they're not moving fast enough. Someone needs to be let go because how they are playing should be deemed unacceptable. That's how it should be deemed. For a team that made the postseason last year, it should be unacceptable that we have regressed in this kind of way. For a team that a year ago was sixth in Major League Baseball on offense, it should be indefensible the way you are playing the way that you are playing. So that's my feeling on it. I don't have any issue with Alex Zumwalt replying. He didn't curse him out. We're not talking about him saying some homophobic slur or racial slur or nothing like that. He simply defended the job that he's doing. He should be allowed to do that.
To echo your sentiments, I feel largely the same way. And maybe this is just me, a person who's on the internet too often. If I DM you, I have an expectation that's going to stay private. And you know what? He DM'd this guy. I'm reading the DMs. Yeah, he's saying, hey, why do you follow me? Hey, your tweets are very negative, but it only fuels me. I appreciate you. And then he goes about his business. Now, there's rumors and speculation that he has a burner account. Whatever. We'll put that to the side.
I just don't care about that.
I don't care about any of that.
I just don't care.
If I'm Alex Zumwalt, hey, I agree with you. Someone's got to be fired today. Maybe it's one of the other two people that works under Alex Zumwalt. I mean, they have three hitting coaches on the roster. If they were at two today, I don't know if that satiates everyone, but at least it's something. So I do agree with you. Someone has to lose their job. We use the Missouri football D-line coach example all the time on the show. But I will defend Alex Zumwalt. If I am in the middle of a private direct message conversation,
it's in corny that you would then publicize
correct.
The conversation. It's corny to do that.
It's not – I mean, this is not a one-for-one example, but – me and you DM sometimes at the show. If you then screenshot and said, oh, Rob thinks the Chiefs are going to Kansas.
Yeah.
Look at this. And trying to get LOLs and clout.
It's
I'd be like, hold
yeah,
on. We were DMing back and forth. Me and you were communicating. Credit to Alex Zumwalt for even in that moment displaying a high level of professionalism and saying nothing out of pocket other than just defending the job he's doing. But I don't lie. And this is not just about Braden Turner. It's just social media
in general.
If you are DMing someone, that is a private direct message. It is not then, hey, look, this guy said this. Let's blow him up. Again, I don't think Alex Zumwalt should keep his job, but I don't think we should be running him down for DMs on Twitter.
I think he should have been let go yesterday. I think after the game yesterday, I think
he should have said in postgame. That's why I think it happened.
Yeah, I think it should have been a tweet from Aaron Rodgers. I think it should have been a tweet from Josh Vernon that the Royals have decided to go in a different direction. CDOT, it's the fact that he sent the first DM. I actually think the first DM is the most logical one to send. Hey, why do you follow me? I don't know. Social media is weird in this way. I don't follow anybody on social media I don't like. Like, I might follow people on social media that I don't know, but I don't follow anybody on social media I don't like. I don't agree with Clay Travis. I'm not interested in following his thoughts and opinions. Like, why would I do this? That part, that kind of stuff, it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't listen to anybody's music. I'm not riding around. Like, why would I do this? Why there's so much content out there that I do like. Why would I give so much energy to what I don't like? So that part to me, I actually think is the most logical thing of all of it. That part's fine with me. Someone says you don't like Braden because he's a KU guy. I like Braden a lot, actually. I would tell Braden this. I don't like that you publicize the tweets, mm-hmm. the private messages. And again, I think that Alex Zumwalt is allowed. And I do give Braden didn't really back down in the conversation.
No,
hey, he sent you a message. You sent him a message. You guys went back and forth. That's cool. Like, I feel like I've talked about this stuff. No, like, everybody doesn't have to like everybody. That's perfectly fine. Hey, I don't like you. You don't like me. I don't think you're doing a good job. You don't think I'm doing a good job. We both are allowed to feel that way. I'm just not mad at Zumwalt for expressing how he feels about the situation in, to me, a very direct way. You said something about me. I'm coming directly to you to talk about what you said, and that's the end of it. I defend anybody's ability to do that one-to-one in that way. And I don't have any problem with Braden. Hey, if you want to tweet that the hitting coach is not good, tweet that he's not good. I also feel that he's not good. So you're allowed to feel.
The numbers show he's
not good. Yeah, you're perfectly allowed to feel all of those ways about Alex Zumwalt. I'm perfectly fine with that. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the stadiums. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
Hey, James.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you. I am at Reiselman Nissan. We are here in North Kansas City. All right, I want to talk about this Ace Bailey situation that is currently going on. Ace Bailey, you guys might remember, he played at Rutgers. He then declared for the NBA draft. Well, during the draft process, Ace Bailey said, you know what, I don't want to work out for some of these teams. The Sixers wanted to have him in for a workout, and he didn't want to go work out for the Sixers. This team asked him, hey, why don't you come in, shoot a couple of jump shots? And he said, nope, I actually don't want to do that. And you know what? I think that's okay. That's your time still. Now, sure, it's a job interview, but you can decide what jobs you interview for and what jobs you don't interview for. I don't have any issues with that. You are allowed to do it. I mean, I wouldn't advise you to do that, but sure, if you don't want to go work out for that team, then you don't go work out for that team. But the draft then happens. Now, I can't really blame you, but he didn't want to go to the Utah Jazz. I mean, of all the NBA cities that are out there, Utah would very much be at the bottom of the list of teams that I would choose to go play for. But you got selected by the Utah Jazz. Now, you guys have heard me say this before. Sometimes it just is what it is. This is the job that you've signed up for. There's no radio draft. When I was coming out of college and I had a mass communications degree and I was just ready, willing to be a sports talk host, I got to choose where I wanted to go. I got to send out emails and I got to do all of these things. That's not the way that his job works. The way his job works is you enter a pool and then the teams get to decide if you come work for them or not. It has been selected what team he is going to go play for. He has been selected by the Utah Jazz. Now, you might be mad about it, and it might not be fair that you got drafted by the Utah Jazz, but that's the job that you've signed up for. They think you were the best player at that position, and they made the decision to go select you. Now, you got a couple of choices. You could just not show up. Now, I don't know what's going to happen if you don't show up. But the Utah Jazz have made it very clear, we want you to come play for us. And I actually think that's the right decision. Hey, this is the way this process works. You're no different. You're not special. You need to come play for us. Ace Bailey, I don't know what he's doing right now. This is the advice I would give Ace Bailey. This is free advice. I don't even need a percentage of this advice. I would just show up to work. You remember that scene in Home Alone where Kevin's just acting crazy? And then he goes upstairs and his mom says, there's 13 people in this house and you're the only one that has to make trouble. There were 60 players who were selected in the NBA draft. You are the only one that we are talking about in this way. I'm sure there's other players that maybe wish they had been drafted by this team or wanted to go here or want to play for this coach or in this city. I'm sure that that's the case. There's only one person right now who is seeming to make that process difficult. Your team didn't make the NCAA tournament. Right now, over the last year, this has become your basketball legacy of you being a diva in high maintenance. I would just try to fix it. You have the ability at one point to then decide what team you play for. The NBA is not like the NFL. If the NFL doesn't want you to be, they can make sure you never hit free agency. Patrick Mahomes will never get the opportunity, certainly not in his prime, to go play for somebody else. That's not the way that the NFL is set up. It is designed for teams to keep the players that they want. The NBA is a little bit different. Eventually, everybody in the NBA gets a chance to change teams. The same way in baseball. Everybody eventually gets one opportunity to hit free agency. So, Ace, you know what I would advise you to do? Hey, man, I know it's unfortunate. But sometimes in life, as adults, you got to do things you don't want to do. You have decided to play a grown man game. Well, part of being a grown man is sometimes when you don't want to, you got to get up and show to work. Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you know what you got to do? You got to go to work. That's what I would do right now. I'd keep my head down. I'd show up for practice. I'd go dominate the summer league, and I'd start going to work. And in a couple of years, maybe you end up changing your mind and having a different opinion about Utah. Or when you get the opportunity to be a free agent, you can then choose what team you play for. Now, I know sometimes you might argue about it, but I don't care what team you play for in free agency. That's the point of being free. I'm not mad at LeBron for going to play for the Heat. I wish he'd handled it differently, but you're allowed to go play for the Heat. I'm not mad at KD for leaving teams. I mean, I don't like the team that he chose when he left for free agency, but you're allowed to pick that team. You can go play for any team that you want if you're Ace Bailey. But that's not the way the draft works at your job. So I would just advise him, enough. You did this before the draft. You had an attitude during the draft. And now you're making waves after it. Enough. Go play basketball. Go prove it on the court. And then get to free agency. And then go do whatever you want. Go play for whatever team in whatever city you want.
I also think with Ace Bailey, and we've seen this a little bit before in sports. We saw it with Eli Manning. I'm not playing for the Chargers. No, thank you. We saw it with John Elway. I'm not going to be a Colt. No, thank you. You know what the difference in those situations is? Those guys were the no doubt best player in their respective drafts. Ace Bailey was picked, what, 8th, 7th, 8th? Ace Bailey, you are not good enough at this point in your NBA career, which is still zero dribbles old, to be dictating things. Maybe if LeBron or like Cooper Flagg or a generational talent who everyone knew was going to go 1-1 came out and started talking crazy about who they want and don't want to draft them, I would listen to those conversations. You were picked 8th. You are the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, somewhere in that range, best player in this draft. You do not get to dictate where you go. And also, I know Utah as a town kind of stinks. But I'll say this, not the worst young core in the league. They got Colin Sexton. I think Walter Clayton is really good. He came from Florida later in the draft. And him, I'm not saying they're the number one seed, watch out for the Jazz, but there are worse places to land. You could be right now marooned off in Portland where there's no talent.
Honestly, you know what? I'm not actually sure if that's the case. I feel like Portland, Charlotte, Utah are really 6-1. I feel like there's 4 or 5 cities in the league right now. I don't want to go play for them. So, again, I understand before, if you were trying to manipulate the draft in a way to ensure that one team doesn't take you, I think you're allowed to do that in the pre-draft process. But we're past that point. We are in the post-draft process. Your rights are owned by a team now. You got to go to work. It's unfortunate. It stinks. You got to go to work. That's it. You got to go to work. You got to go play for one of these teams. That's what you got to do. You got to go play for the team that drafted you. They got practice coming up. They got practice coming up on Monday. I would just advise you to be there. That would be my advice. I would just tell you, hey, man, show up. Show up, ball out, do what you're supposed to do, and you'll be 23 years old and hit free agency. Then go do whatever you want to do. Then go pick what team you want to go play for. But right now, you play for the Utah Jazz. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to the stadium conversation with Matt Evans. That's all coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.